control. That is exactly what we are doing in the studio because it is Taylor Swift Day.
This is the Super Bowl of pop music, people. We are all hands on deck.
It is happening. It is happening right now. Good morning. You are listening to the Rocket and Teresa Show, Mix 93.3. Yes, Taylor did drop her new album, The Portrait. See, I've already had 200 milligrams of caffeine, baby.
She's ready.
So buckle up and hang on. The Portrait Poets Department. And of course, now we know it was a double album. Pew, pew, pew. So that means we actually have 31 tracks of breakup songs. I wore my my shirt, you know, that says trash takes itself out every time.
Perfect, perfect.
Originally designed for Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, but for now, it's dedicated to Joe Alwyn.
Take that, Joe.
That's rude. I feel bad for calling him trash. But you get it. Just for dramatic effect today, you're the trash, Joe.
He could be trash. We don't know. All her friends unfollowed him on the same day. Like, maybe he sucks.
I know. And you know what? We're hearing a lot of things already in the album about him putting a ring on the wrong finger and teasing her, stringing her along.
Yeah.
We're hearing about just horrible things that you did or did not do, Joe.
Yeah, Joe.
Yes. So all day long, we are going to track the album, all right? So you can hear it here on Mix 93.3. Guys, we are giving away the album on vinyl. Very cool. That's like a collector's thing. You're going to want to, like, maybe even not play it. Maybe just put it in a frame and put it on your wall and look at it.
That's what I did with the Midnight's vinyl. I just hung it up. Yeah.
See, I'm really bad. You're good. I have lots of things like that are sitting in a box waiting to be framed because I'm bad at hanging things up.
Just roll a little tape on the back, slap it up there.
Okay, okay. In addition to just celebrating all things Taylor Swift all day today, guys, we have more chances for you to win free money with our $1,000 thank you. We've got free ticket Friday, which means we have family four packs to Worlds of Fun. We have Phase Fest tickets. Guys, we have a concert announcement at 8 o'clock. Could this Friday get any bigger, Tara?
Like you said, we're tracking the album all day.
Yes.
It's going to get bigger. We're going to play a little bit of Doja Cat. And then in just under 5 minutes, Teresa.
After Doja Cat. Doja Cat, then under 5 minutes.
We are going to be playing Fortnite.
Yes.
Taylor Swift featuring Post Malone.
That's her official first single. But remember, we're going to be playing the whole album throughout the day. Also, how are we going to do the giveaway with the vinyl? Let's go ahead and kick that off.
Okay, text the word Taylor all day long, 816-476-7093. It's not just the Rocket and Teresa Show. All day long, Steve, Dave O'Mallory, we're going to be chucking out vinyls left and right, celebrating Taylor Day, again, the Super Bowl of pop music.
Maybe show us in your text the word Taylor, but I don't know, maybe depending on the emojis that you send, it shows us your passion for Taylor.
That's right.
Yeah.
There's really no rules here.
Yeah, there's really no rules. All right, so let's do some Doja Cat, and then after that, in less than 5 minutes, we are kicking it off with the first single from Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, Fortnite.
Listen all day Friday for the premiere of my new album, The Tortured Poets Department.
Fortnite is a song that I think really exhibits a lot of the common themes that run throughout this album, one of which being fatalism, longing, pining away, lost dreams. You know, I think that it's a very fatalistic album in that there are lots of very dramatic lines about, you know, life or death, and I love you, it's ruining my life. Like, these are very hyperbolic, dramatic things to say, but it's that kind of album. It's about a, you know, dramatic, artistic, tragic kind of take on love and loss. And Fortnite, I've always imagined that it took place in this, like, American town where the American dream you thought would happen to you didn't, right? You ended up not with the person that you loved, and now you have to just live with that every day, wondering what would have been, maybe seeing them out, and that's a that's a pretty tragic concept, really. So I was just writing from that perspective.
Hey, it's Taylor Swift. Thanks for listening to Fortnite featuring Post Malone on
Mix 93.3.
Wow, That is brand new Taylor Swift, the official first single off of the Tortured Poets Department. It is Fortnite with Post Malone. I caught things like Quiet Treason, I Love You, But It's Ruining My Life.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Poor Joe.
I have chills. This is going to be me all day. I am freaking out.
That was
beautiful. Dead, deceased, as the kids are saying.
Yep.
It's so good.
So we are going to be tracking Taylor's album all day long here on Mix 93.3. We're also giving you a chance to win the album on vinyl. What do you have to do to win, Tara?
Just text the word Taylor. That's how we're doing it during the Rocket and Teresa show. Text the word Taylor to 816-476-7093. We've got so much going on today.
Yes,
it's
we
insane.
Do. In fact, coming up, what are we doing? We're going to play a little, some sunroof here.
Yes.
Roof.
So the sunroof.
And then coming up, we actually have Tabloid Trash. We're going to really break it down. If you didn't hear, it's actually a double album. And we think there's a song that's referring to Travis Kelce. Mix 93.3, good morning. You're listening to the Rocket and Teresa show. Rocket actually has the day off today, which I'll bet he is sitting at home in the dark listening to Taylor Swift's brand new album all the way through at least 10 times, which now we know is 31 songs. It's a double album. I'm going to break it down here and we'll talk about it here in a second. But just a reminder, we have so much going on today, you guys. This is one of our biggest Fridays we've had in a long time. At 7 o'clock, we're going to give you another keyword.
Yes, we are. With Mix's $1,000 thank you, it'll be your first chance of the day to win $1,000.
It's Free Ticket Friday, so we have Worlds of Fun tickets throughout the morning. We've got Phase Fest tickets after 8 o'clock. We have a concert announcement at 8 o'clock. And of course, we are tracking Taylor Swift's album, The Tortured Poets Department, all day long here on Mix 93.3 and giving you a chance to win the album on vinyl. So let's break it down now, Tara. I've already got mine on my Apple Music. Did you already download yours?
Yes, absolutely.
So it's her 11th album. The standard album is 16 songs, but at 2 a.m., which we know, like during the Grammys when she made the announcement, she did the little, thought might maybe a peace sign. No, it was a 2. At 2 a.m., she dropped an additional 15 songs. So we have 31 brand new songs from Taylor Swift.
Teresa, this day just feels like a holiday. It feels like so much. It is our Super Bowl. And also, we were talking about just how calculated and amazing she is. Like, how well thought out every single thing she does is. And how smart the Swifties are that know, like, this isn't just a peace sign.
Yes.
This means something.
I'm a fan. And I try to keep up. I cannot keep up. I mean, I got to give so much credit to the Swifties.
Yes.
You know what? Any unsolved crime in the entire world, let's just give it to the Swifties. They'll have it solved in 30 minutes. I love that Taylor gets so much joy out of just dropping little Easter eggs and creating these puzzles because it makes it more fun.
I agree. And there's got to be like a sub tier of Swifties that we are because we're obsessed with reading the clues as the tier one Swifties uncover them.
Yes.
When I see her, I'm like, oh my gosh, she looks so pretty. She's so talented. And then I move on. And these other people are like, there was 54 Easter eggs in that speech. I'm like, okay.
Exactly. So the first official single is her duet with Post Malone, Fortnite, which we just played. Again, we're going to be tracking the album all day long. This is a song, I believe, is this part of the bonus part, Alchemy?
I think so.
It's part of the bonus album that came down at 2 a.m. And, you know, she never actually confirms
anything.
What any song is about or who it's about. We all know that this whole thing is a breakup album about Joe. But a lot of people, including us, we think that this song, Alchemy, makes a little reference to her current boyfriend, Travis Kelce.
Shirts off and your friends lift you up over their heads. Fear sticking to the floor. Cheers chanted because they said there was no chance. Trying to be the greatest in the league. Where's the trophy? He just comes running over.
Because you're the trophy, Taylor. That's right. Where's the trophy? He just comes running over to me. Because you're the trophy.
You know what else she says during that song?
What?
Touchdown.
Yes, she does.
I'm sorry. Who else could this be referring to?
It's got to be about Travis. It is absolutely amazing. I love it so much. So let's break that down. That little clip we just played, shirts off and your friends lift you up over their heads, beer sticking to the floor. Well, duh, that's obviously Travis.
Yes, you're a slob
kebab. That's a Super Bowl. Cheers chanted.
At the parade.
Because they said there was no chance trying to be the greatest in the league.
Yes.
Remember? People were like, no way the Chiefs are going to win it again.
Yes.
That was all about us.
Gosh. I love them. I love her. Everything's good in the world.
Again, if you didn't hear earlier, I'm wearing my Trash Takes Itself Out sweatshirt,
good.
By the way, today, which originally was for Kim and Kanye, but now it's about Joe.
That's right, because he obviously screwed up.
Yeah.
You done messed up, A.A. Ron.
Yeah, you did. And do you think that Jake Gyllenhaal is like, focus off me now.
Yes,
I'm going to hand over this torch to you, Joe Alwyn. All right, so we are going to be tracking it all morning long. So within the next 10, 15 minutes, we're going to have more Taylor Swift. And remember to keep texting the word Taylor to 816-476-7093 throughout the day. Well, throughout the Rocket and Teresa show, right. At least. We're giving away the album on vinyl all day, but that's how we are doing it here on our show. That is your tabloid trash, where you can save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC. Locally owned, 4 locations, Lean Kitchen. KC.bottle.com. That is Dua Lipa Houdini on Mix 93.3. Good morning. You're listening to the Rocket and Teresa show, and we are celebrating all things Taylor Swift today. It is here. She has dropped her new album. It's a bonus album with 31 tracks. It was a double album that we didn't realize was happening until 2 a.m., even though we did know about it because we picked up on the Easter eggs, right, Tara?
I didn't pick up on the Easter eggs, but
oh, really?
I'm glad the Swifties did.
I was going to say, let me give credit to the Swifties. I noticed that the Swifties picked up on it all the way going back to the Grammys when she made the initial announcement, and I just watched what they were saying. I wouldn't have figured it out all by myself.
Well, how do you say that word that I suck at saying? Posthumous?
Sure.
It was a posthumous.
Okay.
So discovery.
We are tracking the album all morning long, so let's go ahead and play another song, and this one it's the title of the album, The Tortured Poets Department, Taylor Swift on Mix 93.3. Mix 93.3, that is brand new Taylor Swift from her brand new album, The Tortured Poets Department. That is also the title of the song. Did you pick up on that part where she talks about how you took my ring off my middle finger and put it on the right one, and it's the closest my heart has come to exploding? Tease, Joe! You're just a big tease!
Now wait, I was Googling during this because mm-hmm. she talked about how he was a tattooed golden retriever.
Yes.
So I immediately Googled, does Joe Alwyn have any tattoos?
Yes.
Google tells me no, but Maddie Healy does. So this song might be about Maddie Healy.
Yeah, but they didn't date long enough for him to take a ring off her finger and put it on the right one.
I don't know. Sometimes when you're in the midst of that early dating, things get exciting.
Who knows?
Maybe it's about both.
Maybe. Let's take some calls. I want to see what people think about it. 816-476-7093.
What do you guys think about The Tortured Poets Department, the album, and that song we just played? I gotta be honest with you, I got chills again. That is my body's involuntary reaction when I love music.
We also talked about this morning about how there's a song that we believe is about Travis, Alchemy. There's one on there called Fix Him, or I Want to Fix Him, something like that.
Okay.
That one definitely is about Joe.
Oh my
it talks
gosh.
About all the things about him. Throughout the morning, we'll track it. We're giving you a chance to win the album. You can text the word Taylor. So if you have thoughts on it, we'd love to hear what you think. 816-476-7093. Also, we have so many prizes today because we have a concert announcement at 8. We got Worlds of Fun tickets. Let's go ahead and give away a 50-50 deal. Because on Fridays, that's what we do, is for $25, you can get a $50 gift certificate to different restaurants and just businesses around town. So what are we going to do today?
You can get those for $25 at mix93.com starting
at
8 a.m.
They go live at 8
yes.
o'clock. Yeah.
But right now, we've got a $50 gift card for you for free to Pizza Toscio. All you have to do is... Why don't we call? 816-476-793.
Because we're texting Taylor to win that album.
Yeah, we're texting Taylor. Good morning. Who's this?
It's Travis.
Travis,
turn your radio down, please. How's your girlfriend Taylor doing on this fine day?
It's turned down.
All right, we're going to go ahead and give you a 50-50 deal.
Yep, you get a gift card to Pizza Toscio with 50-50 deals. I'm going to put you on hold for just 1 second, okay?
All right.
So again, that means that if you go to mix93.com at 8 o'clock, you can get that gift certificate for only $25, but it's a $50 value. All right, so we're going to go ahead and play some more music. Got some Benson Boone coming up. And remember that all morning long, we are tracking the brand new Taylor Swift album, The Tortured Poets Department, and giving it away. You can whip your love, it on me, baby. Whip your Jack Harlow on Mix 93.3. Good morning. It's the Rocket and Teresa show. Tara and I are having a blast celebrating all things Taylor Swift today as she has dropped a double album with 31 tracks, and we will continue to track it all morning long. But right now, guys, this is like one of our biggest Fridays we've had in a long time. We're giving away Taylor Swift's album. We have a concert announcement at 8 o'clock. We have Faze Fest tickets. But right now, it's Free Ticket Friday, and we have Worlds of Fun tickets.
That's right, and it's a four-pack of tickets to Worlds of Fun. Great to bring the family or the friends. They kick off their official season in honor of my anniversary on May 4th, which I thought was really nice.
Oh, that's nice of them.
Yeah. All you have to do is answer one of my trivia questions correctly to get that four-pack of tickets to Worlds of Fun. Call now 816-476-7093 to play trivia. Good morning. Who's this?
Roman.
All right, Roman, are you ready?
Yes.
Name a color found in the flag of Switzerland.
Oh, green?
Nope. Good try, though. Good morning. Who's this?
Michael.
Michael, what online encyclopedia launched in 2001?
Wikipedia.
Yes.
Yay!
Good job. And for colors found in the flag, I would have accepted red or white. So
I was going to say, I figured out white, you're pretty safe.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a flag that doesn't have white in
it. That has none white, as the kids say. You get a four-pack of tickets to Worlds of Fun.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to put you on hold for just 1 second, okay?
All right, let's play some Selena Gomez. And then remember, we are tracking Taylor Swift's brand new album, The Tortured Poets Department, all morning here on Mix 93.3.
It's the Rocket and Teresa show on Mix 93.3.
All right, here we go. We have been tracking Taylor Swift's brand new album. We're going to do it all day long and give away the album on vinyl. It's called The Tortured Poets Department. And this is Taylor explaining all the details about My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys.
My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys is a song I wrote alone. And it's a metaphor of, you know, from the perspective of a child's toy, being somebody's favorite toy until they break you and then don't want to play with you anymore, which is, you know, how a lot of us are in relationships where we are so valued by a person in the beginning, and then all of a sudden they break us, or they, you know, devalue us in their mind, and we're still clinging on to no, they, you should have seen them the first time they saw me, that they'll come back to that, they'll get back to that. So it's kind of like a song about denial, really, so that you can live in this world where there's still hope for a toxic, broken relationship.
Oh, here we go again. The voice is in his head.
Wow. Brand new Taylor Swift, My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys, off of her brand new album that just dropped, a double album, The Tortured Poets Department. Wow. She's talking about herself as a broken toy that he's lost interest in. And he broke her tortured heart. Taylor, who hurt you? We know who it is. It was Joe.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
I am straight as an arrow, and I can't imagine ever losing interest in Taylor Swift.
I totally get that. Remember that we are tracking the album all day long here on Mix 93.3 and giving away her album on vinyl. We are letting you, during the Rocket and Teresa show, text the word Taylor for your chance to win, and we could call you and give you that album. In fact, we're going to give it away after Doja Cat.
Hello?
Is this Elizabeth?
It is.
It's Teresa and Tara from the Rocket and Teresa show. Good morning.
No way. Good morning.
Way, you have just won the brand new Taylor Swift album, The Tortured Poets Department, on vinyl.
That's awesome. I'm so excited.
You are our very first winner of the day.
Awesome. I have her other albums on vinyl, so I'm so excited. I get to
have you been listening to the new songs? Have you already tracked some of it or listened to us play?
I've listened to you play, and I like the broken toy one that you just played.
Me
too.
Do
we like it, but also feel really bad for Taylor's broken, tortured heart?
Oh, for sure.
So today we collectively hate Joe, right?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
So remember, all morning long, all day long on Mix 93.3, we are tracking the new album. It is a double album with 31 tracks. We at 2 a.m. got a little bonus, an entire bonus album. And for your chance to win, like Elizabeth, you just need to be texting the word Taylor. That's during the Rocket and Teresa show. That's how we're giving it away. Text the word Taylor, and we could call you and give it away. So we've got about another 15 minutes. We're going to track more songs. And we have tickets to a pretty cool exclusive Taylor Swift pop-up store.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh, yeah. I get my from California.
Tate McRae on Mix 93.3. It is the Rocket and Teresa show. Tara and I are having the time of our lives because we are celebrating all things Taylor Swift today. She dropped a double album overnight with 31 tracks. It's the Tortured Poets Department, and we are playing songs from the album all day long here on Mix 93.3 and giving away the album on vinyl. So let's get to another song. This is Taylor Swift, Down Bad. Oh, Taylor, why are you so sad? We know, because he broke your heart. That's why.
Because Joe's the worst.
That's right. This is a brand new music from Taylor Swift this morning, Down Bad. We are listening to her entire album all day long here on Mix 93.3. So let's break it down for you if you're just waking up. It's her 11th album, and we now know it is a double album. At 2 a.m., she gave us a whole bonus album, so a total of 31 songs. Most of them sound like broken heart breakup songs about Joe. We do know that there's at least one. I think there might be two fans are speculating, but we know for sure one about Kim Kardashian. It's called Thank You, Amy.
But I'm so excited.
In the title, the only capital letters are the K, the I, and the M. So it says Thank You, Amy, but it spells out Kim in all caps.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And we believe that there's one song called Alchemy that makes reference to our very own Travis Kelce.
Shirts off and your friends lift you up over their heads. Fear sticking to the floor. Cheers chanted because they said there was no chance. Trying to be the greatest in the league. Where's the trophy? He just comes running over.
That's right, he came running over to you after the Super Bowl because you're the real trophy, Taylor Swift. And that's why we love Travis, because he knows you're the trophy. He doesn't try and hide your light. He tries to spread your light and let you shine.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. All right, so we have so much going on today. We are listening to the album all day long. We are giving away the album on vinyl all day long. Now, during the Rocket and Teresa show, the way we're doing it is you can text the word Taylor for your chance to win, and we could be calling you and giving you that vinyl album. But we have so much going on today. You guys, it is like one of the biggest Fridays we've ever had. It's Free Ticket Friday, so we have more tickets coming up for Worlds of Fun. At 8 o'clock, we have another keyword, your chance to win $1,000 with our $1,000 thank you. And we have a concert announcement at 8 o'clock. And, of course, your first tickets to that show. Let's take a breath, Tara.
Before all that, I'd like to give away a prize right here and now. Can you handle that? Do you need your inhaler?
I actually don't need an inhaler, but just one more breath. All right, let's do it.
Okay, we've got a gift card for you to Trezzo Mare, which is one of Travis Kelce's favorite restaurants. Plus, we'll make you a finalist to possibly win a reservation for $4 and $50 towards your night out at the Tortured Pop-Up Department, a T-Swizzle tribute at Vignette's Bar. It's going to run May 3rd through July 6th. Call now, 816-476-7093. What number? What number, Teresa? What line?
Well, this one is how I feel about you.
All right,
perfect. You're number one always.
You're my number one. Hello, who's this?
Are you there?
Are you there?
Hello? Hello, who is this?
This is Carolyn.
Carolyn, you just won a gift card to Trezzo Mare, plus you're a finalist to possibly win a reservation for $4 and $50 towards your night out at the Tortured Pop-Up Department, a T-Swizzle tribute at Vignette's Bar.
Woo!
It's going to be awesome on this day, the Super Bowl of pop music, Taylor Swift album
That's
release.
That's right. Double album day. Pew, pew, pew.
Chomp, 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 chomp. We're going to put you on hold for just 1 second, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now here's Ariana Grande on Mix 93.3.
I didn't think you'd
Mix 93.3, that's Macklemore, and we are celebrating all things Taylor today. We've got lots of prizes. We're doing Free Ticket Friday with Worlds of Fun. So much going on. But right now, we have a concert announcement.
That's right. Maren Morris is coming to the Midland July 22nd. Just announced right here, right now. Tickets are not even on sale yet, but we have got a pair for you. Again, it's Maren Morris at the Midland July 22nd. All you have to do to win is call 816-476-7093. I'm going to go with this line. Hello, who's this?
Hi, Lisa.
Lisa, how would you like a pair of tickets to see Maren Morris?
I would love them.
Also, can I tell you something? I've only known one Lisa in my real life, and she's a delight.
Oh, my God.
gosh, I know a whole ton of them.
Do you? Well, you sound like a delight, so I'm going to say, Tara, now you know two.
I know two delightful Lisas.
Yeah.
We're going to put you on hold for just 1 second, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, so we, like we said, we got so much going on today. We are listening to the entire Taylor Swift album, which we now know is a double album with 31 tracks. It dropped overnight, the Tortured Poets Department. And we're giving away the album on vinyl. This is all day long on Mix 93.3. So in less than 10 minutes, we have another Taylor Swift song. It's called So Long London. Right now, she was on tour with Taylor Swift. She was just at Coachella hanging out with her. This is Sabrina Carpenter on Mix 93.3. Wow. That's Taylor Swift, So Long London, another brand new song off of her brand new album, The Tortured Poets Department.
Teresa?
That's a sad one.
I have something controversial to say.
What?
That might be my favorite song I've ever heard in my entire freaking life.
It's a really beautiful song.
I was this close to tears. Had it not ended, you might have lost me.
I mean, every song on the album, and it's a double album if you didn't hear it, 2 a.m. she dropped an additional 15 songs. There's 31 tracks total now. It's definitely, we knew it was going to be a breakup album about Joe.
Yes.
And it's beautiful, and I love them all, but there's definitely kind of a sad tone.
Yes.
To all of them.
And everything she says is so relatable.
Yeah, it
you
is.
You can apply it to your own life experiences.
Yeah,
gosh,
she's definitely
amazing.
An amazing songwriter. All right, so we're going to continue to play songs from the brand new album all day long on Mix 93.3. Also, we are giving away the album on vinyl all day long during our show, the Rocket and Teresa show. The way we're doing it is you can text the word Taylor to 816-476-7093, and we could call you back and give you that album. So continue to do that throughout the morning, but coming up after Beyonce,
we have got another round of trivia for you. Sorry, I'm a little choked up. I need to get my head on straight.
Just breathe. We're all emotional. It's fine.
Another round of trivia for you to win a pair of tickets to the second annual Faze Fest coming up June 2nd at Legends Field.
Solagenic, photogenic, shoot. Beyonce, Texas Hold'em on Mix 93.3. She broke lots of records when that album dropped. I have a feeling that Taylor Swift is going to blow everything out of the water with her double album, The Tortured Poets Department, that she just dropped. Remember, we're focusing on that all day. We're playing music. We're celebrating Taylor. We've got a lot of fun stuff coming up. But right now, we have concert tickets.
Yep, we've got a pair of tickets to the second annual Faze Fest, Sunday, June 2nd at Legends Field. Plus, you'll be a finalist to win a pair of VIP tickets. This year, they've got Boys Like Girls, Senses Fail, Yellow Card, Bayside, 303, Hoobastank, Secondhand Serenade, Emery, and DJ Joey Donut. Full festival experience with so many other fun things. But to get those tickets, you have to answer one of my trivia questions correctly. Call now, 816-476-7093. Good morning. Happy Friday. Who's this?
This is Eric.
All right, Eric. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
In a survey asking the most common ways people have ruined their phones, 42% said this.
Ooh. Dropped in the water?
You're close, but not quite there.
That's what I would have said.
All right. Good morning. Are you ready for your question?
Yes.
You have to answer this quickly, okay?
Okay.
What's the third to last letter in the alphabet?
X.
Yes.
Good job. Did you have to say it in your head, though?
I did.
Yeah, so did I.
Good job. You get a pair of tickets to the second annual Faze Fest and you're a finalist for a pair of VIP tickets.
Woo-woo!
I'm so glad you're excited. I'm going to put you on hold for just 1 second. Real quick, the answer to the first question, 42% of people who have ruined their phones have done it by putting it in the washing machine.
Oh, I was going to say, because you said be more specific, I thought it was going to be toilet.
That, you know what? That's happened to the best of us.
Yep.
What can you do?
That
but we actually
also true.
Have a ton more coming up in tabloid.
Yeah, we need to go ahead and do a quick update when we come back because sad news to report this morning, a former American Idol contestant has passed away. I've got all the details. Also, as we continue to celebrate Taylor Swift and play more of her music, did Taylor just compare Kim Kardashian to a high school bully? We'll find out. Right now, here's Benson Boone on Mix 93.3. Ty Law, on Mix 93.3. We've got Ed Sheeran coming up. But first, let's get to some tabloid trash this morning. I do want to break it down and let's really talk about Taylor Swift's new album. But unfortunately, I got to start off with some sad news to report. It just came down about 30 minutes ago that Grammy Award-winning singer and former American Idol contestant Mandisa has died. She was 47 years old. After Idol, Mandisa went on to have a really successful Christian music career. And so far, no cause of death has been given. So today we do have Taylor Swift's brand new album, finally, The Tortured Poets Department. It is a double album. At 2 a.m. she surprises with an additional 15 tracks. So that means that we have 31 brand new songs from Taylor Swift. We knew it was going to be a breakup album all about Joe. There's actually a few surprises, though. For example, a song called Thank You, Amy, but the only capital letters in the title are K, I, and M.
Gosh, she's clever.
As in Kim Kardashian. And some of the lyrics, she pictures her hometown. There's a, it says a bronze sprayed, hold on, let me start over. There's a bronze spray tan statue with a plaque underneath it that threatens to push me down the stairs at our school. All that time you were throwing punches, I was building something, and I can't forgive the way you made me feel. It just goes on and on. It makes it sound like a high school bully.
Love it.
Another part of the song, Swift argues that it was never a fair fight between the two women or a clean kill. There's also, as part of the bonus album, there's a song called Alchemy that we all believe is about Travis Kelce.
Shirts off and your friends lift you up over their heads. Fear sticking to the floor. Cheers chanted because they said there was no chance trying to be the greatest in the league. Where's the trophy? He just comes running over.
Sounds like the end of the Super Bowl. Where's the trophy? He comes running over to me. The people were saying we had no chance to be the best in the league. Also, there's actually a song called The Tortured Poets Department, and she mentions Charlie Puth. Who's going to bet that Charlie Puth's music is going to skyrocket?
Oh,
I think a lot of people, I mean, anything, you know, she wears a green New Heights hat and it sells out immediately. Anything she touches or says, people are going to listen. So I guarantee you people are going to be like, oh, you think Charlie Puth should be a bigger artist? All right, let me go listen, Taylor.
Yeah, we'll make that happen. Deal. Say no more.
Yeah. So all morning long, we are playing. I keep saying morning because it's the Rocket and Teresa show. All day long on Mix 93.3, we are playing songs from the brand new album. We are also giving you a chance to win it on vinyl. Now, during the Rocket and Teresa show, the way we're doing that is you can text the word Taylor to 816-476-7093, and we may pick you and call you back and give you that vinyl album. But we're getting ready to play another song, so in less than 10 minutes, we're going to play a song called But Daddy, I Love Him. I guess that's all I have to say. Okay. I've had so much going on that I'm like, there's got to be more. Less than 10 minutes, we'll play a brand new song from Taylor Swift, But Daddy, I Love Him. That's your tabloid trash. It's brought to you by Lean Kitchen. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC. Locally owned, 4 locations, leankitchenkc.bottle.com. KMXV Mix 93.3 is Kansas City. That is brand new music from Taylor Swift, But Daddy, I Love Him, off of her double album, 31-track album, The Tortured Poets Department. So that one obviously has to be about Joe. It sounds like people are telling her he's not good for you. She's saying, but I love him. Because we now know that there are songs on this album about Matty Healy. There's one about Travis Kelce. Obviously, she didn't love Matt Healy. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say we know that. Travis Kelce, I don't think anybody was saying, hey, he's not good for you. So that's got to be Joe, right?
Yes, it has to be.
Has to be. There was actually a funny moment this morning where Taylor hopped online and liked a post from the site Betches with an E.
Okay, yes, I'm familiar with Betches.
And it said, decoding Taylor Swift Easter eggs feels like working two jobs, training for a marathon, dating a man who is emotionally unstable, and clocking in the overnight shift at the FBI all at once.
So just another day.
Yeah, and then it had a bunch of other like memes and posts attached to it that were all about Taylor's exes, mentioning all of them, but including Matty Healy and Joe. So but she liked it, but then she quickly unliked it.
Oh.
But just know that sometimes she does see your post, whatever you post about her. She may not acknowledge it, but she sees it.
I like that.
Exactly. Yep. All right. Now here's Jack Harlow, Lovin' on Me, Mix 93.3. Tate McRae on Mix 93.3. Tara, let's just take a breath.
I can't. It's too soon.
It has been a crazy day. Crazy in a good way. We are celebrating Taylor Swift's brand new album. We were just talking to Mallory Kay, who came in the studio and talked about how she stayed up and she listened to it when it first dropped, the Tortured Poets Department. And then she was like, wait a minute, there's going to be a whole other album at 2 a.m. And so she had to stay up and listen to it. We had our friend texting us saying, so many high school girls going late to school this morning because they stayed up after 2 a.m. for the second part of the album. So all day long here on Mix 93.3, we are listening to the songs. We're playing the album. We are giving away the album on vinyl. And we're going to have another Taylor Swift song coming up here in just a few minutes. But right now, in addition to all of the celebration we have with Taylor this morning, it's also Free Ticket Friday. And we have Worlds of Fun.
Yeah, a 4-pack of tickets just for you to celebrate their opening day. It's coming up really soon, May 4th. All you have to do is call right now, 816-476-7093, to win a 4-pack of tickets to Worlds of Fun. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Diana.
Diana, good morning. How would you like a 4-pack of tickets to Woof?
I would love that.
Amazing. Who do you think you'll take with you with your 3 other tickets?
Definitely my family.
Perfect. So. That'll be so great. I'm going to put you on hold for just 1 second, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. And Teresa, we've got even more Taylor Swift around the corner.
How long? Can we count? Let's give a little time. Think about
God.
It. Put it in your brain and let's think about it.
3, 4, 5. Hold on. I got to pull a rocket moment. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
No, we're doing it before that. I'm calling it. We're doing it before that. How about if we do it after Olivia Rodrigo?
Okay, that's a lot easier for me to do math-wise. That's like 5 minutes from now.
All right, so we got Paul Russell, Olivia Rodrigo, and then a brand new song from Taylor Swift.
Thank you. I love it.
Let me tell you.
Mix 93.3, that is Obsessed by Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah,
we are celebrating powerful women in music. We are celebrating lots of new music this morning on Mix 93.3. Taylor Swift dropped her brand new album, The Tortured Poets Department. It is a double album. She dropped some of it at 11 o'clock our time last night, and then a whole other album at 2 a.m. So you have 31 tracks to celebrate. So here's another brand new one, fresh out the slammer. Wow. Taylor Swift basically saying that her relationship with Joe was like being in prison.
That's right. I wonder if she's referring to that or if she's referring to that time she talks about how everybody was against her and she just kind of hid out for a while.
I think it's about Joe because she talks about, she mentions that she's his American dream.
True.
She talks about imaginary rings. She talks about them sitting in the park together. And then she talks about how she's free. Do you like that towards the end where it shifted and it slowed down?
It kind of made my brain have to refocus for a second, I'll be honest.
Being someone who's working in radio, I think we both panicked like, uh-oh, did we hit a button and mess up the song?
Is there a wrong song?
It got kind of slow. That is brand new music from Taylor Swift, fresh out the slammer. We are playing songs from her album all day long. Keep listening here to Mix 93.3. No, I can't let go. It's Post Malone, Mix 93.3. What happened right before that song there, Tara?
You know what, Teresa? I just felt like as a part of my journey celebrating Taylor Swift, she collaborated with Post Malone on her new album that dropped today. And I didn't feel like we needed to finish Miley in her entirety. You know, she had her week with her Grammys win and everything else great going on. This day is about Taylor. So
okay.
We're really going to just focus on that and act like that was intentional. Okay? That's all we needed to know.
Sorry, Miley. We are celebrating Taylor Swift today and her brand new album, The Tortured Poets Department. At 11 o'clock last night, we got 16 songs. And then surprise, at 2 a.m., we got another 15 songs. So we have 31 brand new songs. And we are playing Taylor Swift's album all day long. Also giving you a chance to win it on vinyl. And I noticed in at least 2 songs, references to Florida, and this is an actual song called Florida with Florence and the Machine, and here's Taylor explaining it.
Florida is a song that I wrote with Florence and the Machine. I think I was coming up with this idea of like, what happens when your life doesn't fit or your choices you've made catch up to you, and there's just, you're surrounded by these harsh consequences and judgment and circumstances did not lead you to where you thought you would be, and you just want to escape from everything you've ever known. Is there a place you could go? I'm always watching like Dateline. People, you know, have these crimes that they commit. Where do they immediately skip town and go to? That they go to Florida. You know, they like try to reinvent themselves, have a new identity, blend in. And I think when you go through a heartbreak, there's a part of you that thinks, I want a new name. I want a new life. I don't want anyone to know where I've been or know me at all. And And so that was kind of what, that was the jumping off point behind where would you go to reinvent yourself and blend in Florida.
You can beat the heat if you beat the charges too.
Florida, Mix 93.3. That is Taylor Swift featuring Florence and the Machine, one of 31 brand new songs that we have off of her double album, The Tortured Poets Department. Be listening all day long to Mix 93.3. We're going to be playing songs and giving you a chance to win the album on vinyl. Right now, here's Teddy Swims on Mix.
Something's got a hold on me lately, though I don't know myself anymore.
Teddy Swims, Lose Control, which is what we have been doing here on Mix 93.3 all morning long. Tara, I'm exhausted. We've been up all night long listening to the brand new Taylor Swift album.
I'll be honest with you, my brain is aching, and it's not anything negative. Mm-mm. It's just been overwhelmed with joy and excitement.
Yes.
Today has been the best day ever.
It's hilarious, all of the texts and people that we actually know that are coming into the studio. I just had a friend, Ryan, from Oklahoma that I went to high school with, say, and I've been up all night long. I waited until 2 a.m. I've been listening to it. It's so good. I want to win that album. Remember that we are giving you chances all day long. So all day on Mix, we are playing music from Taylor Swift's brand new album with 31 tracks, The Tortured Poets Department. And we are giving away the album on vinyl. So normally we do a second look, but honestly, if we did it, it would just be Taylor, 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 Taylor.
I feel like I need an oxygen tank for maybe just like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I need to just close my eyes. But when I close them, I'm just hearing Taylor lyrics, man.
Yeah.
They're so in my head. I am loving this day. I love this album, The Tortured Poets Department.
It's going to be amazing. Up next, we've got some Ariana Grande. We're just going to say goodbye. Have a wonderful weekend. God bless.
Be kind.
Show's over.
And we're done.
We've already run out of time again.
This is where we say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Don't say goodbye.
Who'd like to hang around and help clean up?
That ended well.
Rockin' and Teresa and Tara in the morning. Mix 93.3.